Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
What is going on, everybody? Welcome to a brand new episode of Phillies Today. And Phils lose another series to the Cleveland Guardians this time. And not a good stretch of baseball that this team is playing right now. But today is a special show. It's the trade deadline show. We are a day away from the trade deadline. And the Phillies have already made some moves. We're going to get into that in just a couple of minutes. And today is really just going to be the trade deadline show. What I thought of these moves. What should the Phillies be doing more? What am I thinking of the Carlos Estevez and the Austin Hayes moves, saying goodbye to Sir Anthony Dominguez, Christian Pache, and a couple of young prospects? Before I get into the show, rest in peace to former major league pitcher Reyes Moranta, who died yesterday. I'm not sure of the cause of death, but rest in peace. 31 years old. Pitched for the Giants, Dodgers, D-backs, and the Los Angeles Angels last year. So rest in peace to Reyes Moranta, formerly from the Dominican Republic, and died yesterday tragically. So rest in peace. Rest in peace. Some really sad news in the world of baseball from yesterday. So very, very sad news. Rest in peace. So back to the Phils. Again, look, I'm not getting too much into the analysis of the series and the game from yesterday because I want to do a lot of deadline stuff today. But you lose yesterday to the Guardians 4-3, fourth straight series loss with that Pittsburgh, Oakland, Minnesota, and now Cleveland. Cleveland's a really good baseball team. The difference between, you know, Cleveland and, well, Minnesota's a solid baseball team too, but Cleveland's a very good team. Cleveland's been one of the best teams in the American League and in Major League Baseball overall. Somehow this year, doing it not really with a high-powered offense and not really with a good starting rotation at all. It's really just been about their bullpen, which is just disgusting. We saw it with Emmanuel Clase in both of their wins this weekend, as the Guardians were able to get the win yesterday 4-3. Emmanuel Clase, probably the best reliever in baseball the last like 4 or 5 years, honestly. Not talked about enough. But again, fourth straight series loss for the Phils. They're just going through a rough stretch right now. Look, we've been spoiled. The first 3 months of the season, we've just been spoiled, let's be honest. Not to say that you can't criticize when criticism is needed, but it's true. Like, I'll be honest, like, Jose Alvarado has not been good since the London series. The bullpen overall hasn't been amazing, you know, but, and the offense hasn't been good at all, especially the superstars. You know, Bryce Harper, since he's come back from injury. Schwarbs did get it going yesterday with a couple of bombs. But these things happen. Alec Boehm hasn't been magnificent since the All-Star break. And, you know, that's just how it goes. It's how Major League Baseball is. It's a different conversation if this continues on for weeks and weeks and to months, but it's not the case, and it's not going to be the case, okay? I want them to get back on track so we can get back to that franchise win record pace, but it's not the case right now. I think they're at like 99 or 100 as we speak. We'd like to get back to like 104, 105 win pace. We just need to get it. It's a tough stretch though coming up, man. We'll get into the Yankees series in just a little bit. We'll get into that. But Phils lose their fourth straight series to the Cleveland Guardians this time. Cleveland, again, a pretty good baseball team. Just a rough stretch though. Okay, so Philadelphia Phillies acquire Austin Hayes from the Baltimore Orioles. Outfielder with some pop, and give up Sir Anthony Dominguez in the process, give up Christian Pache as well. And then you go out and you get Carlos Estevez, all-star reliever from the Angels, has been a pretty damn good reliever, you know, since last year and this year especially, as he has not allowed an earned run since, I believe, somewhere in like mid-May. It's been a while. It's been a while. It's been a couple of months. He's been that good. So you get two, you know, good players. Hayes probably not at the stature of Estevez, as Estevez is a, you know, pretty good closer in Major League Baseball. But the question I have for you guys out there, and I kind of did something similar to this on my show in Westchester yesterday. A lot of people wanted the Luis Roberts of the world. They wanted the Luis Roberts, even the idea of getting a Garrett Crochet, a Jack Flaherty, even to a certain extent. Are you upset that the Phillies didn't go for bigger names at this year's trade deadline? Because I think they're done. I think we all get the good feeling, or not, whatever type of feeling, if that's a good feeling or bad feeling, whatever feeling it is for you. I get the feeling right now that the Phillies are done at this year's trade deadline. They're done. They're not going to go out and get anybody else. And going to be honest with you, I'm ecstatic about this year's, what they've done at this year's deadline. I'm ecstatic. I think this is a near perfect deadline. A near perfect deadline. It was great. I really do. Getting Estevez, getting Austin Hayes, I really do think it was a near perfect trade deadline. Number one reason here for me, you filled the two needs that you wanted to fill, which were outfield bat and a reliever, you know, to give yourself a little more insurance in the bullpen. I think you filled those two needs perfectly. Number one, going out and getting Austin Hayes. So you give up Sir Anthony Dominguez, who you obviously don't really believe can be consistent enough anymore if you're giving him up to get somebody like Austin Hayes. You obviously don't believe that he can, even though he has turned it around this year a little bit, Dominguez, you know, mid-season, he's a lot better than he was in the first month and a half of the season. But still, by trading him, I guess, you know, Caleb Cotham, Rob Thompson, the front office, they don't see Austin Hayes as, or not Austin Hayes, they don't see Dominguez as somebody that's going to come in and, or not come in, or stay here and be, you know, be a reliever that you can trust, be somebody that you can trust. So you give up Sir Anthony. Pache at the same time, or Christian Pache on the other hand, it just felt like him being here along with Johan Rojas, they're the same type of player. They clearly like Johan Rojas much better, as they've given him, you know, a lot of chances since he came up for the Phils, you know, last year. So Pache, Rojas, it just didn't feel like that was going, you know, to really make sense going forward. It just didn't, it was not going to make sense. So I felt like the deal going with Dominguez and Pache for somebody in Austin Hayes that you just want here for the run to the World Series, you know, this coming October, I thought it made a lot of sense. I thought it made a lot of sense. Hayes is somebody who hasn't necessarily stayed healthy as of late, but, you know, he's healthy right now, and he's somebody, like, you look at his numbers from the last couple of years, you know, 16 home runs the last two seasons, but 22 the year before, did make the All-Star team last year, And I'm cool with it because you didn't need to go out and get a Luis Robert. You didn't need to do that. This offense is still already stacked. And if you put Hayes in, and where did he hit yesterday? What was it, the six hole? But normally you probably could put him in like the seven hole, and I'd be good with that. Or Marsh can hit in front of him. Marsh hit eighth yesterday. It's the point is that you didn't need to go out and get a big time bat. You didn't need to do that. Austin Hayes, outfielder with pop, and he can hit lefties. He balances out with Brandon Marsh what Brandon Marsh's weakness is perfectly. Perfectly. So, Hayes, an outfielder with pop that can hit lefties. Brandon Marsh doesn't hit lefties, but that's perfect. You didn't need to go out. You didn't need to have the best lineup of all time. You still have a really, really good lineup. And Austin Hayes, I think, adds to that. And then, on the other hand, as soon as they give up Sir Anthony, you're like, okay, I think everybody had a pretty good feeling that they were going to go out and get a reliever, whether it was going to be Tanner Scott or whether it was going to be Carlos Estevez. So those were the two names that really were popping up with the Phils, were Estevez and Tanner Scott. And Mason Miller wasn't going to make sense just because the haul it was going to take, and now he's hurt. Now he's hurt. So it was going to come down to Carlos Estevez. It was going to come down to Tanner Scott. Those were the two guys it was going to come down to. And it ends up being Carlos Estevez. And again, I've already explained how good Estevez has been. All-star last year, career year this season, hasn't given up a run since mid-May. Carlos Estevez is going to be a good back end of your bullpen piece now. You get some insurance from your bullpen. And now look, like if the back six, this bullpen, and I know it's like you're playing the what if game, but if the last six in this bullpen right now, if they're all at their best, it's the best bullpen in baseball by far.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
You'd have Estevez, Soto, Alvarado, Kirkering, Strom, and Jeff Hoffman. If they're all at their best, or at least close to their best, it's the best bullpen in baseball. And you don't need all of them to be at their best at all times. You just need them to be good, right? You just need them to be good. And Jose Alvarado has not been good lately. I know. And Ryan Kirkering has had some shaky spots, you know, here and there. But either way, Carlos Estevez is just good insurance for this bullpen. It's insurance and then some. You're getting somebody that has been one of the best relievers in the American League the last couple of months. So I really do think it's a perfect trade deadline. I think it's perfect. And leading into my next point, where you can still build with your young prospects for the future now. Like, you didn't give up the Aiden Millers. You didn't give up the Justin Crawford. You didn't give up Andrew Painter. You didn't have to give those guys up. You could still build with these young names that you really like for the future. And I've heard, you know, John Middleton and Dave Dombrowski and Sam Fold talk about these guys before. They really like them. And you didn't have to give them up, and you get the pieces that you need. And you can still build for the future now. You can build going forward. You can be, after this window is done with the players that you have currently that are the core of this team, you know, the Zach Wheelers, the Aaron Nolas, the Bryce Harpers, the Kyle Schwarbers, you know, JT Realmuto's, for this team right now, you're going to still be able to build with those guys that you really like. Andrew Painter was the number one pitching prospect in baseball a year ago before, you know, he unfortunately got hurt and got Tommy John surgery. Justin Crawford, they really like his all-around game, and he could be even better than his dad. He could be better than Carl Crawford. Aiden Miller has, you know, really been good this year, and they really like Aiden Miller's bat and what he could potentially do in the future. It's going to be interesting to see, you know, Miller's supposed to be a shortstop, so, you know, with the infield that you have right now, with, you know, Boehm and Turner here for another 9 years and Bryson Stott, it's going to be interesting to see what happens there. But either way, depending on what you do, you're able to build your young prospects for the future. So I'm really excited about that. You were able to get your needs for this team without having to give up the big three of those prospects. or even somebody like a Starlin Cava. Number three reason why I'm not upset that the Phillies didn't go for bigger names at the deadline. Given yourself, you still gave yourself a better chance to win the World Series than you had before. And you already had a really good chance to win. You were already one of the best teams in baseball. I heard, unfortunately, after Cleveland won, you know, yesterday on the broadcast, I was watching the highlights here before to get ready for this episode, and I heard Cleveland's broadcaster say, you know, Cleveland takes 2 of 3 from the best team in baseball. You know, people are still looking at this team like they're the best team in baseball. When you're the best team in baseball, your odds to win the World Series are already going to be really high. And so you already had a great chance to win the World Series, and now you've given yourself an even better chance to win the World Series. And that's what you wanted to do. Remember this. No matter who you get, it's never going to be a lock, especially in Major League Baseball. So even if you went out and got Luis Robert and Garrett Crochet, it was not going to be a lock. It's not going to be a lock, which is why I wanted to do what I could and still have the prospects for the future. And I know a lot of people don't care about prospects. Well, I do. I like prospects, and everyone's a prospect at some point. Every single player that you've ever seen in Major League Baseball, it was a prospect at some point. So prospects do matter. They do matter. And I think they matter for the future of your team, and I'm glad that they didn't have to give them up. So, look, team was already better. Our team was already great, and now you got even better, and you've given yourself a better chance to win the World Series. You've given yourself a better chance. Not upset that the Phillies didn't go to get a bigger name at the deadline. But what do you think? Let me know on Twitter, @Rojas_media_. What were your thoughts? Are you mad they haven't gotten Luis Robert? Do you think they're done, by the way? I mean, I think they're done. I think it's a 99.5% chance that they are done at the deadline. I don't see what else they need to do to win. They don't need to do anything else. Don't need to do anything else, but let me know on Twitter, @Rojas_media_. Let me know what you think about these deadline deals, Austin Hayes and Carlos Estevez. Should they do more? Should they not? Tanner Scott's still out there. What do you think? Let me know your thoughts there. And now we have the Yankee series next. Exciting. It's always exciting when New York comes to town. When the Yankees specifically, screw the Mets. I'm sorry, I'm tired of their fans. Coming to the ballpark, I'm never happy having to play the Mets, even though it's still, you know, it's still a rivalry that lives somewhere in my heart because of the late 2000s. But either way, Yankees series up next. Yankees beat the Red Sox last night 8-2. They are 8-13 in the month of July. I don't know if that's 9-13 now. I don't know if Baseball Reference updated that. Either way, they're below 500 in the month of July after a really, really hot start in the first, you know, couple of months of the year where they've been one of the best teams in Major League Baseball, but now 8-13 in July. The one thing I'm most excited about this series, especially being Phillies Yankees, two of the, you know, better teams in baseball. Pitching matchups, I think, are great. Luis Gil for the Yankees tonight at 6:40 against Zach Wheeler. So you're going to have Luis Gil, who has been one of the best young pitchers in baseball this season. 6:40 tonight, Luis Gil versus Zach Wheeler, who has been, you know, the way I see it, at least, the top three pitcher in baseball, you know, since he's come to the Philadelphia Phillies. So you're going to get Heal and you're going to get Zach Wheeler. And then after that, tomorrow, Garrett Cole arguably has probably been the best pitcher in baseball the last, you know, what, 5 years, probably. Another 6:40 start time, Cole versus Aaron Nola, that's another fun one. Another really fun one between Cole and Nola. And then Nestor Cortez versus Christopher Sanchez. Nestor Cortez, you know, since a couple of years ago, having a really good year for the Yankees, breaking out in 2022, having a 2.44 ERA in 28 starts, finished top 10 in Cy Young voting. He's going up against Christopher Sanchez, who you know, is having a breakout year of his own this year. So that's going to be a really fun matchup, Cortez versus Christopher Sanchez. So I think that's the one thing I'm most excited about this series between the Phils and the Yanks is these pitching matchups. And it's always going to be fun. I'm going to try to make it out there for one of these games. So really excited for this series between the Fightins and the Bronx Bombers. So very excited for this series. So before I close it out, I want to talk about the Olympics real quick. Look, the Olympics literally only happen once every 4 years. So I feel like I encourage people to watch the Olympics. I was literally sitting there watching like the encore coverage with my mother last night. We were watching gymnastics. The gymnastics is unbelievable. We were watching, you know, Simone Biles, and we were watching some of the other girls. What they can do, it's just insanity. What they can do on, you know, the gym floor, what they can do on the balance beam, what they can do on the bars and all that stuff is insane. It's not even human. I don't even know what to call it. It's insane though. We were watching the gymnastics last night and I was just sitting there thinking like, oh my gosh, this stuff is unbelievable. So gymnastics were really cool. We'll say I encourage you to watch the ping pong too. It's like watching Mason Miller throw 103, but like what they can do, the focus and how hard they're hitting those ping pong balls with their paddles. It's insane. Ping pong's really cool. They have the mountain biking now. Mountain biking was cool too. All the stuff's cool, man. All the stuff's cool. I won't say that I can really like get in to the Olympics, but you know, I can watch the basketball because, you know, really enjoy basketball, but you know, all the stuff's really cool. All the stuff's really cool. They have skateboarding now. I really enjoy the tennis. I'm a tennis fan, so I can enjoy the tennis. Rafael Nadal and Carlos Alcaraz playing doubles. They're going to have Djokovic and Nadal coming up this week. That's going to be really exciting. Well, that might even be today, right? Not today because Nadal played yesterday, right? Well, either way, it's coming up soon. Always encourage to watch the Olympics. It's the best of the best, you know, for the most part. It's supposed to be the best of the best, and it only happens once every 4 years. So I really, really encourage you to watch the Olympics. So watch the Olympics next couple of weeks. They only happen at once every 4 years. You know, my mom's telling me, oh, put the baseball to the side and watch more Olympics. I'm trying to listen, trying to do it. So go watch the Olympics and tell me what sport. You know, one question I wanted to pose on Twitter. I didn't do it yesterday, but I'll ask now. What sport maybe have you watched the Olympics that you didn't think you would enjoy that you are enjoying right now? Maybe something like the gymnastics, swimming, track and field, anything. Like, is there anything that you're watching where you're like, oh, I didn't think I'd enjoy this, and I'm enjoying this right now? Tell me on Twitter, @Rojas_media_. All right, stay tuned. Justin Morgenstein, Kyle Forsini, Dan Wilson all do a wonderful job for Phillies 24/7. Phillies today. It's going to do it for me today. I'll see you guys on Thursday. Stay tuned for more content coming up on the channel.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.